Hey guys, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Day Picture. I hope it's great as always, and I'm back here today, finally without any blisters in my mouth. It's so great. I'm so freaking grateful just to be able to speak. Since once you lose your health, can like all the other metrics you're tracking in your life don't really matter that much, since you pretty much can't do anything else. So yeah, just my sincere appreciation once again. Okay, it's 5 a.m. Please, mind move me. Have some patience. My sincere gratefulness. That's right. Sincere gratefulness. Great. So, as far as it goes for today, I literally am not sure whether I finished doing my podcast or whether I'm just still continuing with that, because I'm literally just trying to focus on everything that I'm currently working on and just literally throw out everything that's non-essential. As of right now, like these podcasts, they're a bit non-essential even for me in terms of the areas where I'm moving into, where I'm moving in. I guess that's the right way how to say that. Not sure even where to start. I guess that's just literally came from the airport, been traveling for 2 days in Dubai, doing some crazy stuff. First off, it's just I've listened to a lot of podcasts. I've pretty much just finished all episodes of Alex Hormozi's podcast. I've listened to all of his episodes since like his first 200 episodes, which weren't really that good. Those ones from 2017 to 2019. I didn't really watch those, but I now went through like 40 episodes that we recorded from September last year until like, pretty much now, March 2024. I did that on a flight from Vienna to Dubai on Wednesday. Right now, listen to a few more books from Dan Kennedy. I guess two books from Dan Kennedy. Even though I was half asleep during the second book. I mean, there's this, I just have a piece of meat stuck between my teeth. Jesus. Okay, I took it out. Where to even start? I actually screwed up my 130 day streak in terms of actually working 130 days in a row without any day off, with like 16 hour days. I mean, like, like literally, you compare this streak that I freaking had versus going to Dubai. Even, I mean, it's very hard to say. I was even like kind of debriefing about it a few minutes ago and literally just trying to think about like, okay, where did I feel better? Like in which instance? And I found out, or at least like based on what I feel, is that I feel way better and way more proud of myself. And in terms of the allocation of my time, just working on stuff rather than literally pushing 16 hour days rather than just going to Dubai and stuff. In terms of the pleasure, like I literally have more pleasure based on my work that I actually produce, because like those are the areas where I'm really expanding myself. So pretty much went to Dubai. It was with two great friends of mine, like great marketers, really successful guys, really really successful at for the age. And we're just kind of like masterminding and enjoying, like pretty much just doing some crazy stuff and just enjoying ourselves in Dubai. And so right now in Vienna, it's Saturday, I'm going back home. We have a big family, it's big family birthday party coming up. The entire family is going to be there, so I'm just coming there. And we have 99 days until the end of my school. So I just kind of have to rush with all of the things going on. What else? It's 99 days. What else did I want to say? I mean, like, there are many things that I could be really speaking about. just don't be lame. That's the first part. Like, literally, it's so freaking spiritual, even though I'm not so much spiritual, but it's so freaking spiritual about knowing your worth and, like, just literally going for opportunities. Like, not grinding, but, like, being more smart about the things you do. It's not just about hard work. It's way less about hard work than you think. It's more about just super diligent work in one direction and being super good at that, and that's it. Knowing nothing else, just then your sphere of circle, your circle of influence and stuff. So as far as it goes, that's pretty much it. I read a few more books right now, and I'm reading a few more books as well. I'm gonna finish the school, even though I'm literally on the verge of not. I was on the verge of not finishing it, but I'm gonna finish it. And it's pretty weird that the feeling that you have. Yeah, the thing that I wanted to say is that, like, similar to a great recipe, sometimes you create the best recipe by elimination rather than addition. Like, imagine if you had a fridge in your home and let's say you had eggs there, you had cheese, you had a cheesecake, you had like some bananas, some apples, also some beef, some octopus, eggs, what else could you can, like, yeah, ice cream. Okay, like, let's say we have all these ingredients, maybe even carrots. You have all these ingredients there, and, like, what are you gonna do right now? Are you just gonna take all of these ingredients and just take them in a bowl and just mix them up and hope that it'll taste at least decently good? Or on the other hand, like literally the best chicken, sometimes the best chicken that you can cook, that's something that my grandfather taught me, is that you literally just use salt and chicken and that's it, nothing else. And as far as I remember, those were the chickens or the chicken breasts, like chicken meat that was the best chicken meat I've ever eaten. And the thing that this implies is that, like, literally just simplify stuff. Don't try to overcomplicate it. And sometimes the more stuff you simplify, the better it eventually turns up. In the past, I've been growing up like a person. I mean, I didn't really trust myself. Never. My self-worth was based on what others would think of me and what others told me that my self-worth was. And based on that, I was just always trying to gather enough sufficient evidence from the external world of me being good enough. And for that reason, I just always wanted to have as many people know me and just, like, do all these things here and there and just try to please all people and just literally have no people don't like me and whatever. But then it's kind of like even right now, just literally focusing more on actually being myself and expressing the things that I like, the things that I don't like, and being more of myself. Like, literally, okay, I'm not, I can tell you the things that I like and the things that I literally don't like. First off, I can, like, even like right now, just really became more conscious about expressing these thoughts into the public and just being very open about them. Like, first off, I don't really see any reason in employment or anything like that in terms of actually going in and being employed as a person, because it makes no sense in today's world. I'm not speaking for the 99% out there, but we're here in Epic Show. If you're listening to the show, you're a different person. So I would just literally just stick to this. The second thing is that you get more pleasure from work and doing the work for the sake of doing the work than anything else. And biggest mentors here are just, like, these literally the killers out there. Recently read or reread a few books from Robin Sharma, and literally his approach to approaching his crafts, and he's going to be launching a new book in about a week or so. So the approach that he takes with everything, taking everything to the excellence, to the absolute excellence, to absolute world class, as he says. Then also other guys, for example, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, or Michael Jordan, like these guys, literally, if you just look at them, like they're killers in a way that they're just super optimized. They're focused on one goal and they do absolutely everything they can that's in their physical abilities just to go out there and crush it. So I literally just want to have something like this as well. And I like working. It's fun. You get even like learning new stuff. You learn new stuff, you go apply it and you see, okay, like this has completely shifted the way how I see things. And like the more you understand how stuff works, the more fun it is from a certain point of view. And like, even right now, like even the reason why I'm like looking back at the last few days that I didn't really track so many hours as I'm used to, because I literally didn't have a day off between before that, like for 130 days, is that like it's, I just feel that like this was kind of, my perspective is that like whatever you do, do it absolutely wholeheartedly without any regrets. And the last 3 days were done in that manner. So at least as far as it goes, like going back to the example of the cooking, it's like literally you don't need many people in your life just to make it awesome. You don't need to work on many projects to earn a lot of money or even to achieve all your goals, whatever those goals are. It's easier than you think when you just tackle the right opportunities and invest a sufficient amount of energy into those. So that's at least as far as it goes for what I know. Now you might have a different experience, but I mean, if you have a different experience, that's perhaps the reason why you're listening to this podcast right now. Yeehaw. Cool. I need to actually go, and I'm not going to hit the gym right now. I'm probably going to just have a bit of sleep here and there, hopefully I'm gonna wake up in time. And what else would I want to say? That should be it. Just kind of like be, or at least as far as it goes for me, just being super focused about the things you want to be working on, being dialed in, being super rigorous, not being a nice person, but being a super rigorous person, focus on mission over man. That's what counts. So yeah, I'll leave you with this. It should be great. Hope I brought any value to you today. And with that being said, I'm your biggest fan. I want to see you succeed. So I'll just keep rushing this. Catch you later.